Oh my God, finally, there we are. Oh, barely time to get myself settled after Crimes and Treason. Those guys are crazy. I can't keep up with them. But we're on track now. I am again Tristan Koster, also known as DJ. Nah, I'm figuring that out. Do you guys like politics? I love politics. I love it when politics gets to just insane proportions. One of the best examples, one of my favorite things to happen. DOA leader. Joe Keithley, better known as Joe Shithead. Did you know he was running as an MP? He was a Green candidate in a by-election. Just happened tonight. The results are hot off the press, and he did not win. And in some way, doesn't that just like, that reaffirms it? That it reaffirms that maybe everything is not as bad as it seems. But, you know, props for him for, like, trying, I guess. I don't know if anyone would really vote for a guy whose name is Shithead. But you know what? It's fun. It makes for a good headline. And just to honor Joe, we are going to play DOA Pipeline Fever here on CITR.
Discorder's 33rd birthday, and we're giving you a present. Discorder TV, a new YouTube miniseries that will bring you interviews and other video content with local bands. We're celebrating our birthday with the Discorder TV launch party on February 10th at the Lido.
We've got DJ Roman Total 17 providing the tunes, and of course, our birthday party is 19 plus and free. Special thanks to the Lido and Vivo Media Arts for sponsoring the event.
Oh, it's all gone wrong. It's all gone wrong. So unprepared. Nothing works. Oh, but it wouldn't be public radio without it, right? Oh, I am Tristan. I'll be your host through till midnight, more or less. Actually, I don't think anyone else is coming in, so I might just, like, hang on. Be a hanger on until 12:30. Last bus is at 1. Anyways, what did we just play? So the DOA thing that screwed up entirely. I don't know what went wrong. We did get one in dedicated to Joe Keithley because he just lost his by-election. He was running for the Green Party. Poor Joe. But so again, you know, at least he tried. Putting his money where his mouth is, more or less. It's nice. NDP candidate won. Jody Wickens. So congratulations to her. In other political news, are you familiar with the first past the post system? That's highly controversial. It's the way democracy works here. But that's changing, probably, maybe. So says Canada's new democratic reform. No, that's not right. Democratic institution ministers, Miriam Monsef. Apparently, they're looking at new ways. So we're going to go at look at more representation, I guess, better representation, something like they do in Norway or Germany. Yeah, it's all very confusing. Some guy tried to explain it to me using Legos on CBC. It did not work.
Yeah.
celebrate the Year of the Monkey at the largest Lunar New Year event in UBC history. The UBC Centennial Lunar New Year Festival takes place February 5th from 12 to 5 at the Nest. Celebrate at this free event with food, games, arts and crafts, music, and dance performances for people of all ages. Learn more at diversity.ubc.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And beast, and because advice, but never.
Oh my God, this is going terribly. Terribly! But it's all good. Are you guys familiar with Planet X? It's out there. They just did, well, they didn't discover it. They did the math, and they think it's there. Some sort of giant, gaseous, dark planet out beyond Neptune. Apparently, it takes 15,000 years to go around the sun. And this is really cool. This is something... Basically, we're back to nine planets. Got rid of Pluto. It was gone, but now we're back. Of course, though, someone is going to take it the wrong way.
Welcome to the coming apocalypse. Evangelist and pastor Paul Bagley will take you on a journey into the end times prophecy. He'll examine current world events and explain how they relate to the end times.
Yes, yes, finding a new planet so far beyond Earth that we can't see it takes 15,000 years to go around the sun, and it is the end times. This is why I stopped going to church. It stopped making sense. Basically, this guy theorizes, according to the Bible, that there's some planet, it's going to come, it's going to destroy Earth. And yeah, listen to this rationale.
First chapter, he made this comment. The Lord said, "And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea."
I'm just going to stop it right there, because that planet is neither in the sun, nor is it a star, nor is it in the sky. You are off, like, 043, bud. Frustrating.
Ready to blow, I think I'll pull myself stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Discover the beauty of nature at the 13th volume of Pecha Kucha Night, Richmond. For the Love of Nature takes place on Thursday, February 11th at 6:30 at the Richmond Nature Park on Westminster Highway. The evening will reveal thought-provoking perspectives from various professionals on the natural history of Richmond. Space is limited. The event is free and suitable for all ages. Admission is by donation. Proceeds support the Richmond Nature Park Society's environmental education programs.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
All right, we are coming up on the end of my fill-in show. It's 10 to midnight. It's been a pleasure. Despite technical difficulties, I literally didn't get to anything I wanted to share with you guys tonight. Technical difficulties, but that's all right. I'll be back again next week. It's been a pleasure. More like DJ fail, right? I don't know. But it was a lot of fun. It's not the first time I've screwed up. Literally, wasn't 3 weeks ago. Homeless, unemployed, now look at me. I have a part-time job serving coffee, and I sleep in a frigid basement. So things are looking up and on the up and up, rather, for Tristan. Anyways, y'all have a good night. I'm going to leave you now. What we got? We got the Ballantines? Yeah, Dark Drives, Life Signs, and then we're going to play something else. I don't know. I'm just grabbing things at random because my playlist went to crap. I swear too much, even for this hour. All right, guys, good night.
get you mad. Fight, fight, viva. All your company give a damn. We know what they'll say and we know what they'll do. If they get their stinking pipeline through. And when the pipeline leaks and that tanker hits a reef, they'll disappear the money and leave it to me and you. Fight, fight, viva. Tanker on our reef. Fight, fight, viva. Oil spill grief. Fight, fight, viva. Broken promises. Fight, fight, viva. Better cease and desist. We know.